99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Right now, I'm very excited about this, and I appreciate him doing this. He does not do this a lot, and he did this because we're speaking to his hometown.
There you go.
This is the photographer who's taken a million important photos.
Very.
One of them became a meme.
We've all seen
recently.
It. We've all seen it.
Yes.
The Bernie Mittens meme.
Right.
Photographer Brendan Smilowski. Is that right? Am I close?
Yeah, you're right on.
Nice.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Good. Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations on another famous picture.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
When you took that, did you know? Did you know you had something?
Well, I mean, it's a nice moment, and I think I took it for a reason. You know, it was a real, it was a standout moment. But to say like that it would become a meme, or to think about that, no. I mean, that's, first of all, it's not like why I take pictures, but to try to understand why things become memes, I have no idea. Like,
right.
To try to predict the internet, viral, all this stuff, that's like impossible. So
impossible.
Yeah.
When did you know it was something? Like, you're scrolling through your Instagram, you're like, hey,
wait, I did that.
Hold it. Right. Which was your favorite?
Probably the next day.
Right.
I wasn't paying too close attention. You know, I've been pretty busy here, and we have a little baby at home, my wife and I, and, you know, it's
kind of
family time when I'm not working. Thanks.
Nice.
So I wasn't really paying attention. The next day, you know, you get emails from bosses and colleagues and things. And definitely when I turn on the social media apps and you can see, like, you know, I know what the numbers are supposed to look like with comments and things like that. And it's different. You know, you're just like, all these inboxes are flooded and all that. And this isn't the first time that something's gone viral. So
I couldn't go anywhere without seeing it.
Oh, everywhere.
My God. There's so many different ones.
And everyone did it.
Yes.
Yep. Everybody.
You just said this is not the first time you went viral. What's the other time?
There's some other time. Nothing like this. But there's something from early on in the Trump presidency of Kellyanne Conway on the couch in the Oval Office.
Oh,
and then kind of midway through.
And that was nice.
Yeah, that one didn't get the meme treatment, I think. That was kind of the viral.
Right.
Yeah. And then later on, there was this woman, Julie Brickman. She was riding her bike when the president's motorcade was leaving one of his golf clubs, and she kind of rode into the motorcade and gave it the finger.
Oops.
Right. And that one, again, got the viral.
Okay, yeah. Saw that one, too.
Right.
And yeah, I've seen this kind of curve when, you know, your social media kind of lights up and say, oh, here we go.
Man, but you're in the, you know, photographers have to be, one, good at taking pictures, but two, being at the right place, right time, but knowing what to take.
Right.
You see, I want to talk to you about some of these other people. You've been with, like, the most famous people and have taken some great pictures, but I just want to conference call in someone who just dialed in our hotline. Hello, Bernie.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good. You're on with Brendan.
Brendan, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. I really enjoyed listening to some of the backstory because, frankly, you've given me a new lease on life.
This isn't the real Bernie, but you keep going here.
So you can't fool him.
I don't know what
he knows. He was
about.
There.
I give you all the credit. You know, I have this really nice barn jacket, dark gray with the corduroy collar. I'd love to have you come out to the house sometime, and maybe we could do a shoot.
You got to do the biker look.
Either way,
the Rob Halford.
Either way, I'm sending you an autographed, framed 8x10 of the, you know, the one with the mittens.
All right, Bernie.
Cool. So it's like coming full circle here.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody deserves to take photographs as memorable as Brendan, not just the top one-tenth of, well, not just Brendan.
That's math. All right, Bernie, thank you.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you.
All right.
Go to sleep.
Well, that was a nice treat.
Very nice, yeah.
I wonder how many mittens have sold since that came out.
There's a whole Bernie outfit now you can just buy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you make any money off of that when it goes viral?
No, you know, I'm a salaried guy. I'm a staff photographer. So that's for somebody else to deal with. Thank goodness. But, you know, my guess is that nobody makes money on stuff like this. I'm pretty sure that most of that stuff is not licensed. So.
Yes. Right.
I doubt
it. You know, there are lawyers out there who look for that stuff. They take pictures on... They find pictures that aren't licensed to the sites, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a big thing now. And I think the way technology has grown, it's easier for these lawyers to go, and it's easier for people to sometimes, you know, get themselves in hot water without realizing it.
Of the memes you saw, which one you liked?
You know, I think the more creative ones I like. You know, some of these things are like, kind of quick cut and paste jobs, and you know, that's whatever. That's easy.
Do you see the one that?
Go ahead.
Do you see the one where like, a python ate him?
No.
It's just a chair, the mittens, and a python with a very swollen belly.
They photoshopped the mittens off of his hands,
right?
And then there's just this fat snake in the background.
Well, that sounds like somebody put some work into that one.
They did.
That sounds good.
Right.
Yeah. No, I like the ones when it's like art and they kind of, they place the photo, they change the tonality and things like that. They really make it look like, you know, it's not pixels, but it's brush strokes, things like that. That's pretty cool.
And Artistic.
The one where he's on the cover of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album.
Or with Ramones is pretty good, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. I like when they made him an MMA fighter pulling someone's arm.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, Conor McGregor lost the fight and they had him choking out Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
You know, he's also a Snapchat filter too.
So Brendan is on. He took that famous picture of Bernie with the mittens. He's from Newtown, graduated in Newtown High School, right?
Yay.
Yeah, a little while ago, but kind of a long time ago now, but good place to call home.
And then the next thing you know, you're traveling with President Obama, President Bush, President Trump, Stephen Colbert, taking some great pictures. What was the trip with Obama? What was that all about?
I've been based in D.C. for a long time now, and part of what's called the travel pool. So I've traveled with these guys. You'd have to tell me which trip you're talking about because I've done more than I can actually remember. We spend about, with our staff, we spend about 6 months on the road with what I'd call like VIP travel, which could be the president or the secretary of state or the secretary of defense. So, you know, I can tell you like big trips that I've done with these guys, but there's a lot of little ones too.
Yeah. What's a big trip that we would remember he made?
Well, I can probably pick one for each president I've traveled with Bush. You know, I went down to Katrina in the aftermath with him when he actually landed, you know, the first time he kind of flew over and got a lot of flack for that. I went to South Africa for Nelson Mandela's funeral with Obama.
Wow. Big deal.
Yeah. That's a big,
yeah, it's
that's,
big. I mean,
that's about
it. It wasn't
historic.
Photographically, there wasn't much there, but it's, you know, that's for a lot of reasons. That was a big
right.
Thing.
The first African American president of the United States attending Nelson Mandela's funeral.
That's historic.
You, that's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
Yep.
Yeah, and actually, there was a funny story with that. I remember we're in the stadium getting ready to go into this kind of memorial service, and apparently part of the South African delegation's security detail, there's like mounted bodyguards, you know, people on horses. And there was this interaction with them in the Secret Service in the tunnel where these horses were coming up the tunnel and the service didn't want that to happen. And they're trying to push the horses out of the way.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, you know, man versus beast. It wasn't going to happen. But
no.
It was very funny to kind of watch this fight.
Did you get pictures of that?
it was pretty dark. I think I've had kind of mounted police coming at me before, and I tend to try to get out of the way. I mean, this was
good idea.
It could have been, it might not have been that great of a moment. So I was kind of getting out of the way.
Yeah, that's probably a good move.
Going with the camera, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got to be there to take the picture after. So you want to get out of the way.
Exactly. Right.
And then with Trump, you know, I went to the DMZ with him recently with Kim Jong-un. And that's interesting. I mean, that's unbelievably unprecedented. So.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough.
His Instagram, Brendan's
You're
Instagram.
You're like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, like in a good way.
I can't run that far, but you know.
What were you saying, Ashley?
His Instagram, Brendan's Instagram, is just a work of art in itself. I mean, it's all black and white photos, and it's just captivating.
Do you get to sell these pictures?
No, you know, I've been on staff since 2012, I think.
Right, so since your salary,
you know,
they kind of
you get into some real muddy area there. Before, I was freelance for the majority of my career, and you know, it was something that I really was big on, was making sure I owned the actual copyright. So pre-2012, it's pretty clear that, you know, I could license these images and such.
Yeah, well, once you have a family, you want to know how much you're going to make.
Right.
You don't want to be
And it's, you know, to actually have a schedule, even though it's so unpredictable. I mean, I think I've tortured you folks a little bit with my schedules. It can be so hard just to find a quiet moment to commit to. So, you know, being on a staff, you have a little more predictability, just a little.
Is there a picture that you almost got that you missed and you're like, damn it?
You think about,
all the time. I mean,
really?
this is my career is failing. I mean, we've talked about some, you know, nice trips, nice moments and things like that. But, the majority, I think for a lot of photographers, whether they admit it or not, it's about failing. You know, you fail and try again, fail and try again. And
my God, Edison.
I've probably repressed most of those moments where I've completely failed.
Yeah, well, you just keep failing enough times where you run out of failures, and it's like, well, I got to succeed now.
Yep.
Looks like a lot of success to me.
Yeah, really.
It seems silly.
Wow.
Ashley's right, though. That Instagram account is really, it's unbelievable.
Stunning.
Just the moments that you were present for and the way that you capture them, really, really interesting.
Have you ever had a roll of film?
I've been pretty lucky with that, yeah.
Have you ever had a roll of film and you're like, oh my God, there's like a zillion great pictures on this, and then you, like, you went through an airport x-ray thing or like lost it somehow?
You know, no. I mean, I haven't really shot film in a long time now. It's all digital, but every now and then, just a few weeks ago, sometimes the cameras just do something weird and they kill a card of images. And I think I've gotten to the point in my career and maybe with like self-confidence and things like that, where I can just kind of let out a sigh and be like, okay, well, I guess not all pictures are meant for everybody. You know, it's just sometimes you lose
Man.
Your pictures.
See, I would launch
you're not going to, you know, getting mad isn't going to bring them back.
Right.
Brendan is on. He's a photojournalist, took the famous Bernie photo, but has taken so many. Like, you can make a book.
Iconic.
I would Truly. Buy that coffee table book of your work.
Yeah. That's your next project.
Yeah.
No. I think my job's out, you know, out there taking more pictures and, you know, not looking back, but looking forward.
Where were you when you heard the news of Sandy Hook and that had to have a special effect on you because you're from Newtown?
Oh, yeah. I was with the First Lady, Michelle Obama, at the time. She was at the Children's Hospital in D.C. And you know, I remember a few people had called me, and I, of course, I saw some stuff on my phone. But yeah, that was definitely a surprise. You know, it's one of those things that it's hard to understand.
Yeah,
I'm sure. You know, I'm sure I'm not verbalizing it very well, but I'm sure I don't need to for a lot of folks that can hear this.
Yeah. Now. I mean, it shocked the world.
It really did.
But
you,
sure.
you have that personal connection. You know the streets.
Oh, yeah.
You know the school. You know, and then it's so weird that you're with the First Lady when you find out. It's
Children's Hospital.
It's surreal.
Yeah.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I immediately asked to go cover it. And it's, by the way, my company's structured. It's really not our territory. But, you know, my bosses, I think there was no debate. They just said, okay, go.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So that was good. It's important to be able to, you know, cover your own family, your own people, your own community. If you can't do that, then you shouldn't be doing it with other people's communities.
So what are you working on next?
Oh, who knows? I mean, I'm on general assignment right now, which is like the magical mystery tour. So I can tell you DC is going to be busy for a little while. You know, it's a lot of dry photography, a lot of dry journalism, you know, confirmations and, you know, the new administration kind of talking about what they're going to do. I think with the Trump presidency, there's been a lot of attention on the actual office itself, and that's kept me kind of in DC.
Right.
Hopefully things will calm down a little bit and I can actually get out of DC and do a little more real journalism. Because there's a lot going on. I mean, we all know that. And there's a lot of stories to tell and a lot of things to kind of get down on the record for history.
Who got you your first camera? When did you take a picture and say, you know, I like doing this?
That felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember. I know I had a Fisher-Price camera at one point. This kind that shot the the 110 cartridge film. It was like a blue camera. You take a picture and you push this little yellow like lever in and it advances the film.
Yeah. I still use mine.
Well, right now our little baby, she likes to play with my cameras and there's one camera, you know, I don't like her to do it because they're dirty, you know, we're in this pandemic and so there's one camera that I kind of keep at home that's clean and you know, it's a Leica, it's a really nice camera. She likes to play with that one. I could get her a plastic camera and she wouldn't touch it. But this one, you know, the thing that, you know, costs more than college, she's running around with. She's 9 months old, so it's probably not a great idea.
She's going artsy, like, you know, diaper at sunrise, things like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Artsy like dad.
Well, that's really nice. The way you capture the sunset behind that diaper is great.
Hey, you know what?
Right.
Only the best for your kid, right? She can't have a Fisher Price.
No,
of course not. No.
Yeah, she's reaching high already, so we'll just have to roll with it as well as we can.
She's going to be very proud of her dad when she figures out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So,
she's never going to figure out. We're going to keep things secret from her.
That's why you are in Washington.
thanks for coming on, and we're proud of you.
Sure
you came from Newtown.
Yeah,
hometown hero. Thank you, Brendan.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Brendan Smilowski, photojournalist, took that famous Bernie Mittens picture. What a cool guy.
Yeah, very cool guy.
Totally unaffected by that. You know, he wasn't like home, like, oh, look, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He was like another day's work.
I bet you his selfies are... never mind. Try again. Wait. I bet you his selfies are epic, I was trying to say. Yes.
We will hear that tomorrow at
6:20. Yes, you will.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.